How's it feel to get that first preseason game out of the way?
It was good. We didn't play much, but it was good just to go through the process, to warm up, live blocks, live tackling and stuff like that. So it was good.
I know a couple of years ago you were almost the president of the Derek Wolfe fan club, and Vance just said, looks like he's going to be okay. Good news?
Great news, man. Great news. That's why I was praying as soon as it happened that it was just a sprain or something like that, nothing serious. So hopefully it's nothing serious and it's just a sprain or something like that. Yeah, definitely, man. I like the process, man. Just three plays first game, maybe like 10, 15 next game. First half or quarter and a half the second game, man. I'm in the third game. So I like the process, man. I like to ease my way on into the season, man. So them live reps, that live action, man, it always helps.
As a veteran, what's it like to see the young guys like Bowles and McKenzie and Henderson step up like they have?
It was exciting, man. It was exciting, man. To see 84 run down the middle, you know what I'm saying? See Slaughter throw it to him. See Bowles start, have a great game. 33 run the ball like he did, man. It's exciting, man, just to see that juice that we asked for, man. We seeing it. We seeing it on the field right now.
Do you guys enjoy joint practices? Do you get a lot out of them?
Yeah, definitely. It's almost like a preseason game because you're going to play to the max. Whenever you compete against another, whenever we compete, period, we go to the max. But when it's another color jersey, you go all out. So, man, it's almost like you played three preseason games that week. So it'll be great work for us.
Last year when you had the interception return for a touchdown, you got up there in company with Deion, Kenny Houston, someone else.
Aeneas Williams.
Well, you already know.
I already know, man. I do my homework, man.
They're Hall of Famers.
Definitely.
So you started coming up in Hall of Fame discussions last year. Have you given that some thought?
Definitely, man. You don't think Hall of Fame until you get like year 9 or year 10, and then you compare your numbers to the other guys, and you see you on the right path, man. So all those guys played 14, 15 years plus. So I just feel like I'm on the right path. So I have to just finish. I have to finish out my career strong, man, and maybe I have a chance.
So 31 at cornerback, you're just getting started?
Hey, man, if I'm going to do it, Deion and Charles and all the rest of those guys, yeah, man, I got a long way to go.
What kind of juice and swagger does Wolf bring?
Man, he our energy up front, man. If we plan on stopping the run, we better have Wolf in there. So, man, he's our energy up front. He bring all our tenacity, starting with that D-line. So, man, he's super valuable to our defense.
As you get toward the end of camp, how much is having the crowd out here? Oh,
man, we need it, man. We need it from the first day to the last day, man. You're going to play a little bit harder if you got people watching, you know. You got 5,000 people watching, you know. So that extra juice, man, that we need towards the end of camp, man, the fans definitely bring it for us.
What have you been seeing during camp from both of the quarterbacks, kind of the progress and improvement they've been making?
Oh, man, they came out and played great today. I seen that. I got a double move from Benny, and Paxton put the ball the only place that he could put it, man. It was a great pass today. So they're improving, man. They getting a good grasp of the offense, and you could tell every day they're making better throws every day.
Anything else for Keith? Thanks, guys.
Thanks.